Point 10. In front of you is what is called a sea. It is the part of the cell that passes from one being to another. When a child is born, the jeteau ceremony is performed in order to determine to whom that part of the child's soul, the sei, used to belong. This also helps establish under the influence of which Vodou deity the child will be placed. When the person dies, the sei will leave their body and pass on to a new child. Behind you is an explanation of what Vodou is. Vodou is a religion born and practiced in Western Africa, mainly in Benin, Ghana, Nigeria, and Togo. It still flourishes today, sometimes mingling with other religions such as Christianity, Islam, or Hinduism. The word Vodou refers to the spirit world. In the wider sense, it encompasses all the entities that people the spirit world. Everything that is a noun, elusive, beyond comprehension. Forms of Vodou exist in Haiti, Brazil, North America, and Cuba. Although these countries have a shared history, Haitian Vodou is very different from Vodou such as it is practiced in Benin, Togo, Ghana, or Louisiana. In this museum, you will only see African objects. You will have noticed that we spell Vodou V-O-D-O-U. Why is that? We decided to use a vernacular word. The spelling V-O-D-O-U is used in Togo. In France and in Haiti, the word is spelled V-A-U-D-O-U. The spelling V-O-D-O-U is used in North America, in Louisiana. In Brazil, we find candomblé rites in Bahia and also more recently, Ubanda. Vodou has also left a mark in Cuba where Santeria is practiced. Before we go on, it must be said that there are three hierarchical levels in Vodou. The creator deity Mawu, who is inaccessible and set above all the others, then the other gods, or Vodous, and lastly, the ancestors. The Vodou religion had its roots in Yoruba culture. It became more structured during the 16th century with the development of the Dahomey Kingdom.